Podcast. My name is Brittany Franklin. I am the host of this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. There have been a lot of things that have happened in the last couple of months. I know it's been a while, including Mental Health Awareness Month that was in May, and all the things that were posted and transpired during that month, the launch of the YNF store, the May giveaway, which congratulations again to Jay for winning that and becoming part of my effort to give away something to someone in every state. We're up to 5 states now, so 5 out of 6 giveaway winners have been from a different state. And then on the 6th of June, there was the release of the You're Not Finished devotional. The ebook came out a little bit earlier than that on Gumroad, and there are printed versions everywhere where books are sold online for $8. As of sometime last week, I can't remember when, you can actually get it on Kindle and Nook, and you can actually, I think, rent it in libraries and stuff like that as well for $1.99. Whatever format you want it on, it is there for you, from $0 on Gumroad to $8 everywhere else. For first-time listeners, or for anyone who doesn't know about it, the devotional is called You're Not Finished, Using Stories of Survival to Save Lives, and it highlights how God addressed instances of mental health and mental distress and suicidal ideation for 6 biblical characters, how we can apply that to our lives, as well as an additional chapter on how the Lord's Prayer can be used as a foundation for engaging with God in the midst of distress. The feedback on the Devo has been pretty amazing, and I want to give a huge shout out to those who have purchased so far and who have been impacted by it. The support and the acknowledgement on this has honestly, it's exceeded my expectations, because I don't want to say I'm literally nobody, but I mean, I am not like a well-known like Christian influencer, nor do I really desire to be. I know a lot of people only kind of pay attention to content from Christian influencers who have a specific type of following or whatever the case may be. And so the fact that people have actually been reading the Devo, purchasing the Devo, it's a big deal. And it's, that support has come from unexpected people and places. So, but what's more important though, is that people understand how God addresses mental health and distress in a world where mental health and increasingly Christianity are stigmatized, because there are so many people who have negative misconceptions of and experiences with both. And understandably so, in a way. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, diminish anybody's experience with mental health or mental health issues and with Christianity in the church. I've had negative experiences with both. So, yeah, nothing disparaging to anybody who has had those negative experiences. And I'm not saying that this is okay, by the way. It's just true. But despite that, I am praying that the reach of this devotional and any other resources that the Lord allows me to provide will continue to grow, and that people will be connected to Him in spirit and truth through those resources. Anyway, the reason why it has taken so long to put out another episode is because in May and earlier in June, in addition to everything that I just mentioned, I got a promotion in my 9-to-5 and I moved. So those 2 major life transitions happening at pretty much the same time threw me off quite a bit. And I was not only mentally and emotionally overwhelmed, but I was physically exhausted. And so it took me a long time to recoup from that. It was to the point where I didn't even post on the You're Not Finished social media for a few weeks. But getting adjusted to a new workflow in a position that requires more of your mental and emotional energy than normal, and getting adjusted to a new home is a lot. But I do thank God for getting me through these experiences. These are good experiences, not only because of the changes that they've brought to my life, but it's actually brought up some old stuff from my past, and I think that growth might naturally do that. It may force you to face some difficult things that you didn't have the capacity to face before. When you're comfortable and complacent, there isn't really anything that moves you towards change. But when you get to the point where you actually accept the call to move forward, or when you become tired of your surroundings or outgrow them, then you can more clearly see what was actually holding you back in the first place. For me, it was unbelief. I think that's actually the root of all of my problems, honestly. But I struggle with truly believing in myself. And there was a point where I did not believe in myself at all in any capacity, thinking I'm not worthy of moving forward or having anything better. It kept me stagnant for a really long time, as well as taking up too much time and space in environments that affirm my unbelief. And there are still some things that I need to work on, such as implementing better boundaries and cultivating better habits that reflect where I'm going and not where I've been. But I have more hope than ever, and I am learning along the way. And I'm obviously sharing whatever I learn with whoever decides to listen. I'm just glad that the growth is slow, and I'm glad that there's grace in the growth. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to handle it. But the more I embrace growth, the more I become aware of the unbelief or the lie that I've believed about myself that prevented that growth. And the more I distance myself from that unbelief and from those lies, that leads to a greater confidence in myself, or rather, who God created me to be. And it makes it so much harder to engage with the people, the things, or the content that may cause me to forget who I am. Part of me feels like the majority of people struggle with unbelief, to be honest, in various ways, because I don't think certain people would need to be in control all the time, and they wouldn't need to manipulate, they wouldn't need to lie, they wouldn't need unhealthy amounts of validation, they wouldn't settle, just to give some examples. So, to whoever's listening, I'm challenging you to really take a look at yourself and face the things, the actions, or the people, in safe settings, of course. All of those things that perpetuate unbelief or a lie that you believe about yourself. Find out, if you don't know already, what is the lie, and find out who or what is affirming that lie. An example that I can give for myself, just so I'm not hypocritical, and it's an example that I've given before, is that the root of my past promiscuous behavior and draw to sexual sin is the lie that sexual intimacy is the only type of intimacy that I would ever experience. It's the lie that I'm the girl that you sleep with, but not the girl that you marry. You probably weren't ready for that, and that's pretty heavy. But I mean, I had to face it. Otherwise, I would never even have the chance to overcome any type of promiscuous behavior or addictions or anything like that. But I needed to realize that those lies and the unbelief that I was actually worthy of true love and intimacy stemmed from the negative experiences in my past and a broken family dynamic. And those were things that affirmed my unbelief. So, after facing all of that, after realizing those things, after distancing myself from those things and continuing to actively do so, I realized that I needed to develop the habit of focusing on what is true, noble, good, praiseworthy, just like Paul says in Philippians. Instead of being consistent with promiscuity, pornography and things like that, I started to become more consistent with purpose. I didn't even mean to hit you with that alliteration and the P's and stuff like that. It kind of just happened that way, but thank God for that truth. From promiscuity to purpose. That sounds like a Christian novel or something like that. I'm sure somebody's written it already, though. But anyway, it's taking inventory of the roots of unbelief or the lies that you might be believing and then beginning to combat those lies with what is true and praiseworthy and all of the things. I actually have that in one of my journal prompts in the YNF Devo. And to find out what chapter or biblical character that prompt is a link to, you should get it. You like how I circle back around to that? But seriously, literally it's anywhere from free to $8 if you want the ebook or the print. But yeah, that's just a quick lesson that I learned recently on unbelief that I wanted to share with everybody. It's a quick podcast episode today because it has been a while and I needed to put something out. But I think it's important. I think it's important for people to face the unbelief that they might be struggling with or insecurities or whatever the case may be, especially in this world that is consistently full of things and people and events that will question who you are and who you really want to be. And I think it's important to look to God for that and not allow any lies or any unbelief to make you act outside of your character or who you are called to be. I think it's important to remember who you are, be around people who remind you of who you are and who will encourage you. I know that is an important thing for me right now. For those who are listening, you guys can pray for me as well. Like, I'm looking for a really, really solid community of people where, you know, there's no weirdness or like any kind of infighting and stuff like that. I kind of just want it to be like, or there might be fighting, there might be conflict or whatever like that. But, you know, I hope that we can resolve it kind of in a mature way and stuff. But wanting to be a part of a community that sharpens one another. And even if that sharpening hurts a little bit, all parties involved kind of know that it's for the other person's good type of thing. I think we all need that kind of community, especially for the betterment of our mental health. So that is something that I'm specifically praying for, as I'm about to pray for all of you guys. So just keep me in prayer for that. Also, I probably should put this in the beginning of the episode, but I am using a different mic today because my original mic decided to just die on me for some reason. So don't worry about future podcasts sounding this weird. I'm definitely getting a new microphone, and I'm also getting over a cold, so that is contributing to my voice sounding a little bit grosser than normal today. So in addition to the community, keep me in prayer about getting well. Yeah. So Father, I just thank you for you, Lord. I thank you for being God in the midst of a world of chaos where the Supreme Court is Supreme Courting and all kinds of things are happening in our government that are affecting so many people. I just want to take the time to acknowledge that because I know a lot of times that people in our circles might not acknowledge the negative impact that these things have on everyday people. And so I want to acknowledge the heaviness of this world, Lord God. And I just pray that you would meet people where they are. I pray that you would where people are concerned, where people are mad, where people are upset, where these things are affecting people's mental health. I pray that you would comfort them and remind them that the government will be on your shoulders. That you are a God of peace. You are not a God of division. That you are a God of love, not a God of strife. I thank you for comforting your people and providing us with the wisdom we need to get through each and every day as we live here in the US and everywhere. I mean, we're not the center of the world, even though we might act like it sometimes, God. I pray that you would meet people where they are, regardless of where they are, in Jesus' name. And I just pray that you would reveal any lies that people believe about themselves, reveal the unbelief, Lord God, that is the root of any negative behaviors, any addictive behaviors, any negative thoughts about themselves or other people, Lord God. Pray that you would reveal that your people would face it, Lord God, and that they would heal in order to become the person that they were always meant to be, that they were created to be. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. That is it for today's episode. I've doubled up on this topic, meaning this topic is also on the website as well, just because I feel like, whoever needs to read this message needs to be able to see it. Not everybody listens to the podcast and not everybody goes to the website. And so, I think this is a really important topic because there's a lot of people out there struggling with unbelief and insecurity that are walking paths that they were never called to walk. And so I just want to kind of encourage people to move forward in the right direction and to ask God for wisdom on what that looks like. But if you need any additional resources for mental health, addiction, suicide prevention, head over to www.you'renotfinished.com. Click the Get Help section. Again, you can get that You're Not Finished devotional for either free, if you want the e-version from Gumroad, $1.99 or $8 if you want the printed version. If you would like to share your story or your journey or your experience of overcoming mental distress, or someone with a diagnosed mental health or mood disorder, and you're okay with that story being shared publicly on the You're Not Finished website, shoot me an email to stories@you'renotfinished.com, or you can contact me through the site. Anonymous submissions are always welcome. Make sure you're following me on all social media at YNFcast to stay up to date on the latest episodes and for more encouraging content. Don't forget to rate the cast on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. If you've read the Devo, or if you love what You're Not Finished has to offer, please rate the Devo wherever books are sold, or you can rate You're Not Finished in general on Facebook. Yeah, that's it for real this time. I really appreciate you for listening. Thank you so much. Have a great day and finish well.